There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we want our men to live longer, don't we, ladies? Right? We do. You know, that was my biggest fear. You know, the women in our family always outlive the men. The men always said it's because the women in our family drove them to their graves. I don't know if that's really the case. I just think the women in our family had some better genes. The men in our family usually got hit with heart disease and cancer, etc. And, you know, I worry about that. You know, having brothers and, you know, having sons. I want to know that the men in my family can live longer. And so a study has come out going, maybe we should really look a little deeper at testosterone therapy. And this was being reported by the Washington Post. And it says, you know, the loss of testosterone. Okay, now remember, your testosterone kind of peaks in the teen years through early adulthood as you're kind of finishing puberty. And then it slowly starts to decline as men age. It's not normal for your testosterone to completely bottom out. I know a lot of people think that men are supposed to go through a menopause similar to women. They do start to have lower levels. That's normal. But to drop really, really low, that could be a sign of diabetes. It could be a sign of an endocrine disorder. It could be a sign of something else going on. So men will suffer from sleep disturbances, increased body fat, less muscle, sometimes hair loss. I know a lot of people think high testosterone causes hair loss, also low testosterone, reduced sexual desire. And, you know, for us ladies, we really don't want that. We want our men chasing us because that's how we get a lot of our, you know, self-esteem. That's what I do. Baby, am I sexy? Huh? Yeah, babe. Yeah. Yeah, sexy, yeah. And then I'm like, okay, good, I can start my day. Brush your teeth, babe. I will. The consequence, okay, so they say, replacing testosterone with gel, patches, injections, etc. But there's been a lot of studies that have been kind of mixed on, does it need to be done? Okay, I personally think that if you're low, and you're having other issues and you're starting to lose muscle, I think it's imperative for you to supplement something you're low in. But we gotta be careful because you got prostates. And if your prostate is prone to prostate cancer, it could speed things up. So we obviously need more studies. So a study on 83,000 veterans provides some evidence that maybe testosterone can work to help you live longer. Published in the European Heart Journal, researchers found that patients with low testosterone levels who received testosterone replacement therapy could be at lower risk for heart attack or stroke. That's pretty damn cool. The largest to date study on testosterone replacement therapy with the longest follow-up period. They looked at men treated from December 1999 through May 2014 at Kansas City VA Medical Center. 63% of the men achieved normal testosterone levels with the testosterone replacement therapy, and that group had significant fewer deaths and cardiovascular events than the group who did not. So this is one of the first observational studies to look at whether we need to adjust normalized testosterone levels. The researchers emphasized that their study does not draw any definitive conclusions about testosterone replacement therapy, and further long-term follow-up is needed. Previous studies have shown that testosterone therapy can increase the risk of heart attack or stroke also, and has been linked to other scary side effects, faster growing prostate cancers, they claim, blood clots, and sleep apnea. It's true. Every other month, there's a study coming out on testosterone and the risks. And I, you know, I'm not sure, you know, where we need to go with this next. I can't stand it when you see studies, I guess, contradict themselves. Now we also have a study that came out July 28th, okay, so we're talking a couple weeks ago, saying that there is little or no effect on cardiovascular health from testosterone replacement therapy. So some of you guys are like, okay, so what am I supposed to believe in? This is what I say, okay? We can't just go by a study. These studies can be pretty confusing. Sure, and I'm confused. I'm a doctor, and I'm confused by them. So what I usually recommend to everybody is you want to sit down and you want to make this decision with your doctor. Now, mind you, testosterone doesn't seem to be covered as much on Obamacare as it used to be. I have a lot of patients that are coming in with low testosterone. I'm like, why did you quit your testosterone? And they're like, insurance wouldn't cover it. And I'm like, well, we need to talk to your, you know, endocrinologist or your urologist. And while there, I usually don't do the testosterone myself anymore. I usually do it in conjunction with a urologist or an endocrinologist, especially the urologist, because I want the prostate watched. All right. But, you know, if you have a normal PSA and a very, very good PSA, like under one, all right, and you're having signs and symptoms of low testosterone, I would say androgen replacement therapy may actually benefit you. And if you feel good and you feel better on it and you're going to eat better and you're going to exercise more, you know, this is something that women have been kind of going back and forth on with their estrogen and hormone replacement therapy. You know, they've been kind of going back and forth on, look, you know, I don't want to get breast cancer, okay? I don't want to get heart disease taking, you know, estrogen, but I don't feel good. I'm gaining weight, I don't want to have sex, I'm miserable, I'm depressed, I'm not sleeping. You know, I'd rather live a life, you know, feeling all that I got my juices flowing again. And that's something that is a very, very valid concern. You know, one of the family members in my family, she didn't take estrogen, and she was lucky she did it because when we found her breast cancer, it was so slow growing, and it was able to be addressed and knocked out of the ballpark. And honestly, if she had been taking estrogen therapy, it would have been a different story. Okay, but she's kind of miserable to be around, and so we had to suffer, but at least she didn't get, you know, to have a more aggressive cancer. So I don't know what the answer is, okay? I mean, I don't want us, you know, living a life in fear that we're going to get cancer when there's something we could, you know, enjoy. So, again, I make the decision by let's look at your symptoms. You know, a lot of men want to just get some testosterone levels just to know where they're at. You know, and that's important if low testosterone subclinically is related to a bad health outcome. But if you're feeling fine, all right, then I would maybe say let sleeping dogs lie, all right? If you are having issues, like we talked about, poor sleep, poor mood, poor sex drive, loss of muscle, hair loss, I would recommend getting a hormone panel done just to see where you're at. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of the latest articles I wrote for the Epic Times, Jerry Doyle's website, was on the millions and millions of adults who are drunk driving. And these are people admitting they're doing it, and not per year, per month. 4.2 million adults admit to driving drunk every 30 days. Can you imagine the number that is not admitting it? All right, this is some scary, scary stuff. They say 121 million times a drunk driver in America is on the road. These numbers are just scary. It's a new study published in August 7th issue of CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. They say 4.2 million people have admitted to driving intoxicated over the past month, which is therefore millions of episodes of drunk driving per year. The researchers looked at the results of the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System survey, which asked respondents about their risk-taking behavior. The data revealed that about 1.8% of the population in the U.S., 1.8% admitted to driving drunk in the previous month, which translates into the 121 million instances per year. The research also found that alcohol-impaired driving crashes make up a third of crash fatalities. So a third of the reasons why people are dying on the road is because of this. In 2013, over 10,000 people died in accidents where the blood alcohol concentration of at least one of the drivers was at least 0.08 grams per deciliter, which is the legal limit. Now, it took a while for all 50 states to adopt that. Before, the blood alcohol level was 0.1. Then they knocked it down to 0.08. And now the Transportation Board has suggested, this was back in 2013, to knock it down to 0.05. The problem is a lot of people are having issues with that because 0.05 could be one drink in a female, enough to make her tipsy, or two drinks in a man. But then again, for any of us that had a drink, some of these drinks are pretty strong. I don't feel like driving sometimes after one drink. They say the average drunk driver was found to be a young male between the ages of 21 and 34, mostly male more than female, who had binge drinking problems. All right? They say men are responsible for 4 out of 5 of the drunk driving incidents. Those who reported to driving intoxicated, they said, also had other risky behaviors like binge drinking, failing to wear seatbelts at times, living on the edge. Binge drinking would be defined as a man drinking over 5 drinks in a 2-hour period, and for a woman, 4 drinks in that same period. Now, I know some of you guys are like, wait a second, football season. Well, then spend the night. Okay? I mean, I understand about football season. You're sitting there, you're watching TV, you start to drink, then to get the alcohol taste out of your mouth, you eat something salty. Now because it's salty, you go back and drink again. It is very easy to pound 4 or 5 drinks during a football game. Well, that would be considered binge drinking. All right, so what else did they find here in this study? Sorry, I'm having issues with the loading. They say, about 85% of those driving under the influence binge drink. They don't always wear their seatbelts, and they are 3 times as likely than those who do wear their seatbelts. So people that buckle up seem to be less likely to drunk drive. Is that interesting? They said seatbelt use was especially low among alcohol-impaired drivers in states where there's seatbelt laws. I thought all states had seatbelt laws. Huh, that's interesting. So consistent seatbelt use, definitely a positive. So, what does this alcohol do? Okay, well, they say if your blood alcohol level is at 0.02%, okay, technically that's still the legal limit, but you will have loss of judgment. You will have trouble doing 2 tasks at the same time. So 2 beers is enough to put you at a 0.2%. Again, a little different from the National Transportation Recommendation where they said 2 beers put you at 0.5. But at a 0.02% alcohol level, so after 2 beers, loss of judgment, trouble doing 2 tasks at the same time. Okay, that's enough to be fatal while driving. At the 0.05% mark, they say that's equivalent to 3 beers. Reduced coordination and ability to track moving objects. You also have difficulty steering. I can't believe that. I would not want anybody to drive me after 3 beers. But reduced coordination, that's why. This is why they're kind of pushing. Maybe we should lower it to 0.05%. Now we're at the legal limit. 0.08% is if you've had about 4 beers. Or a beer would equal a shot or a small glass of wine. You would have trouble controlling speed. You would have difficulty processing information and reasoning. So you don't know, you know, you aren't sure about the speed you're doing. You're not, you know, processing. Okay, I get it. There's going to be a road construction up ahead. There's going to be delays, and then you forget that you're going to have to brake. 0.1%. This is what used to be the level. At least 5 drinks of alcohol or 5 beers. You have a markedly slow reaction time, a much more difficult time staying in a lane and braking when needed. And then 0.15%. That's about 7 beers. They say serious difficulty controlling the car and focusing on driving. Now, many of you guys are like, wait a second, Dolly, I gotta be honest with you. After a drink or two, I'm sometimes having issues staying in the lane. Well, we also have to look at what else could be on board. Okay, we are talking just basic alcohol, right? We're just talking if you are fine, you're healthy, not on medications, etc., but, you know, a good day, not sleep deprived. And, you know, that, sorry about that, I want to pull up medicines that are probably the worst things to mix in addition to the basics ones we know. You know, a lot of you guys have a Xanax on board, or you have a Valium on board. And so now you are metabolizing your alcohol differently, or you're going to be more tired. And so, you know, we really have to kind of look and say, okay, you know, what are you guys doing before you drink? All right, let's say you guys have an antihistamine. Okay, antihistamines make you sleepy. So what about Red Bull? People are always like, well, I have Red Bull. If I have Red Bull, then I could drive because I have the caffeine. No, the problem with Red Bull is you'll unfortunately get that little pep, that little caffeine boost. So you'll feel like that, okay, you know what, I'm not tired. See, many of you guys will sense fatigue as you're being overly drunk. Now, let's look at marijuana. Okay? Marijuana interacts with alcohol. It exacerbates the sedative effect and will also increase the level of being intoxicated to both drugs. So many people smoke marijuana, drink at the same time because you have an additive effect. There's additive, synergistic, and antagonistic. Okay? Additive is where the effects of drugs taken together, is the sum of their effects. So marijuana and alcohol could be additive. Synergistic is where the effect of the drug combined with alcohol is greater than the sum of the effects, and then antagonistic is where it'll diminish what the alcohol does. All right? Cocaine, also additive, potentially very dangerous, could elevate blood pressure, increase risk of heart attack, increase risk of stroke. People on cocaine and alcohol, mood elevation, euphoria, increased energy, etc. Hallucinogens, I don't know. Okay? They say maybe the alcohol could counteract the anxiety, maybe it'll up the anxiety, but not good. Sedatives and tranquilizers, probably the most common thing you guys are mixing with your alcohol. Not smart. You'll have some Ambien on board, you'll have some Valium, some Klonopin, some Xanax, some Ativan. Not good. You'll have lowered inhibitions, it'll slow your breathing. Very, very, bad for your respiratory system and your reflexes to stay breathing. And there's certain reflexes in place that we've talked about, causes severe drowsiness, and then, of course, cardiorespiratory depression. So not good at all, fatal. But what about antidepressants? Some of you guys are like on MAOs, the monoamine oxidase inhibitors, kind of an older version of antidepressants, but you guys cannot mix any alcohol with that. You're not supposed to mix alcohol with your tricyclic antidepressants. What about your Lexapro, Xanax, Paxil, your SSRIs? Again, not supposed to mix alcohol. Can make you sleepy. Opiates, your pain pills. Not again, it enhances the sedative effect of both, increasing the risk of overdose. Taking a Norco or a Vicodin or a Lortab, bad move. Antibiotics could also have issues. Antihistamines, aspirin, ibuprofen, increase your risk of bleeding. And then do not take diabetic medications. Your blood sugar will drop dangerously. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak. speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hey! Two! Both of them!
right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry about that. Little issue in the office. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So, you know, we wear underwear, right? And when we wear underwear, I guess there are certain rules about wearing underwear that nobody really teaches us. You know, I remember when I was kind of growing up and going through puberty, all right, my mom had told me, all right, you know, about, you know, tampon rules and, you know, you don't sleep in them, you don't throw them at your brother, things like that, all right? Well, apparently there are 6 underwear rules that every woman should live by, okay? Apparently there was National Underwear Day. Did you guys know about that? I guess National Underwear Day was celebrated August 5th since 2003. I had absolutely no idea. This is in America. Apparently National Underwear Day. Okay, so here are some rules for women's underwear and not for you men on what to do with it, okay? Although, please don't stick it on your head. I always thought that was stupid. All right, so 1, they say let the underwear breathe. Okay, tight hugging underwear is often uncomfortable, worn for long periods of time, and it's not the healthiest situation for women's pelvic parts because it limits airflow. And so they say cotton undergarments are the best due to their breathability, according to Dr. Melissa Goist, an OB-GYN at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. Synthetic fabrics tend to hold onto moisture, possibly causing skin irritation. So rather than nylon or spandex or leather, all right, cotton. They say cotton is likely your gynecologist's first choice in fabric. Sometimes it lays lumpy and bumpy under your clothes. All right. They say try to avoid polyester, nylon, lycra, or spandex. See, I do a lot of gynecology. I know my stuff. Don't mess with me. I know when it comes to underwear. Thank you. All right. And make sure that there's cotton in the crotch area of the underwear. Very, very important for women. Next, they say use a skin-friendly laundry detergent. They say treat your skin down there as sensitively as possible. All right? Don't be spraying Lysol and all the other stuff that women used to do in the olden days. Who is this? Dr. Melissa Piliang, a dermatologist at the Cleveland Clinic. She says, I like a hypoallergenic detergent that's made for sensitive skin free of dyes or perfumes. Avoid using bleach on laundry day for your underwear. They say you never want to bleach your panties. Not only does it break down the fibers of the cloth and wear your underwear out faster, but it could also expose you to chemicals when it interacts with elastic that can cause an allergic reaction on the skin. I can't tell you how many, even men, they get a reaction from the elastic of their, boxers, underwear, etc. And I have to say, look, it's along the elastic band. So you got to be very, very careful because those things will seem to kind of concentrate and then you'll end up having an issue. So I know there's a science to underwear. I don't know why you guys didn't know. Changing your underwear, very, very important. Okay? They say, in addition to changing underwear daily, you should avoid sitting too long in a damp pair on a sweaty summer afternoon. Also, avoid post-workout if you're prone to yeast infections. Underwear obviously can trap moisture, adding that bacteria and yeast love to, I guess, multiply in a warm and wet environment. Remember we said there were words women don't like, moist? This is one of them, okay? Whether you're prone to infection or not, the dampness should let you know that things have to go into the washer. All right. Also, any sort of discharge you're having, make sure you get it checked out as well. Okay. And they say think before wearing a thong. Due to the nature of designs, thongs can potentially promote transmission of colon bacteria towards and into the vagina. This could disrupt the normal bacterial milieu that increase the risk of vaginal and urinary infections. All right. And I don't know why. I don't want to, you know, lose any of my PMS privileges saying this, but I don't understand why women insist on wearing thongs and guys now want us to wear them because I thought they were the most unpractical underwear, period. I mean, underwear to me is supposed to be a barrier between your body and your jeans because jeans chafe. So you're wearing underwear so your clothes don't, you know, and sometimes, you know, so I have like a leather dress, you know, things like that. So I don't have any, wardrobe malfunction stepping out of a car. That is why, you wear underwear. Okay? And now everyone's like, well, no, it has to be sexy underwear because people will see it. At work, or they'll see, why are people seeing your underwear? And, you know, there's designs on the back of the thong and all that other stuff, but it isn't the most, it's not smart. I'm sorry, I'm not a big fan of those. And what really is confusing me is in the 80s, we used to call our flip-flop shoes thongs. My mom would be like, grab the thongs. We called them thongs. Now all of a sudden, thongs are underwear. So when I tell my kids, go grab their thongs, like, mom, we don't wear any. I'm like, I meant flip-flops. Thank God they don't wear any. All right. Next, sports gear. Okay, sports gear, a lot of times we'll wear sports gear, okay? You don't want to wear your sports gear around after it absorbed moisture because that'll also make infections, etc. Another thing is the stains, okay? A lot of us, we just take off our underwear and we throw it in the washer, guys too. Right, or they leave it on the floor, sorry. A lot of guys leave their underwear on the floor. A lot of us women, we put our underwear in the washing machine. Okay, and then I have to pick up the guy's underwear and throw it in the washing machine. Take a look and see what's on your underwear. Okay, if there's blood, if there's discharge, guys, girls, those kinds of things need to be looked at. Okay, and then sometimes we like to go commando. Okay, when is it a good idea to go without underwear? Well, I tell a lot of women if they're prone to yeast infections, then when they're in at home, get a muumuu. I think muumuus are great, and then walk around without your underwear in your muumuu. Nobody could see except, you know, the cat that just kind of, you know, always hangs by your ankles. But other than that, nobody else could really see. And it lets air come up in there, things aerate, and it's a heck of a lot easier when you got to run to the bathroom. I can't tell you how many times I got, you know, fancy panties, and it takes forever to get them off. Lace gets caught on my hangnails and things like that. I'm like, I'm trying to pee. So muumuu, an underless muumuu, I think is great. All right. And then of course less friction. All right. But definitely wear underwear when you work out. Make sure it's cotton. They also recommend sleeping naked. Okay. I'm a little kind of nervous about that because I live in the desert and you got scorpions and you got crickets and things like that. So personally, I would like every orifice or opening I have possibly completely covered and gated if I could. But they talk about there's a lot of health benefits to sleeping naked, which we're going to talk about after the break. So that's another idea. So, all right, so basically, sexy underwear is just for sexy times, okay? I understand a lot of us wear Spanx to look sexy, most uncomfortable underwear ever, but hopefully the Spanx is only for a short period of time. Make sure they're clean, and any issues that you notice on them, get checked out by a doctor. See, I taught you guys something. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we're going to be right back. Don't go away.
Hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so really, really quickly, a study has come out saying sleeping in the nude can help you get more toned and lose weight. This is for both men and women. 1 in 3 adults sleep in the nude, according to an international study by the U.S. National Sleep Foundation. And now Charles Polquin, a strength coach, says it has been shown to have all sorts of health benefits for us. Look how easy that would be, just to kind of sleep naked. They say sleeping in the buff could help lower your cortisol levels. Now, remember, cortisol is a stress hormone, right? It encourages your body to store fat, which is a visceral type of fat that surrounds vital organs in your abdominal area, can also lead to heart disease and diabetes. He explains the less cortisol that is produced while you sleep, the more that is produced in the day, and it could be used more efficiently. So, for example, when you work out. They also say that this makes cortisol, pregnenolone, testosterone. Too much cortisol limits your testosterone production, so you don't seem to build as much muscle. Hence, less cortisone, less muscle, more ability to get muscle. All right. They say you need optimal levels of growth hormone to repair all tissues in the body and to turn fat. So if you get too hot during the night, your production of growth hormone suffers, so it's harder for you to burn fat. Healthy growth hormone production benefits your immune system, lowers your risk of diabetes and heart disease. So this is kind of a very, very interesting take. You know, a lot of us sleep with multiple covers. We get cold, so we cover up, and then we get warm and we kick the covers off, and it's like a, you know, a cycle. But I recommend you have multiple covers, okay? Because I also want you getting a good night's sleep. If I'm cold and then I can't sleep, I'm up. Or if I'm too hot and I can't sleep. So I always recommend, we got this down comforter that's material that's, it's down on the inside, but it's kind of like a sheet on the outside, so it's cold. It's cold to the touch. It is amazing because it helps me sleep when I need to feel a cold sheet on me. But then I have a Bed Bath & Beyond super comfy, soft blankie, and I use that too when I get cold. Michael Simmons, professor of developmental physiology at the University of Nottingham and an expert on brown fat, a type of tissue in the body, may protect against weight gain. Remember we talked about our brown fat? It produces 300 times more heat than other body organs. So if you keep it activated for a prolonged amount of time, then you will, I guess, be able to burn more. Burning body fat, more body fat like kids have, they end up having higher metabolism and they end up losing more weight. So, sleeping in the nude, what else does it do? Well, like we talked about, sleeping naked helps air things out that need to be aired out for both men and women. You seem to sleep better where you're a little bit on the cold side. That is according to Dr. Lisa Shives, MD. She sits on the National Sleep Foundation's board of directors. Your body temperature progressively declines as you sleep, which is a natural tendency of the body. Being too warm can disrupt your sleep cycle. Another thing is, they say, according to Cosmopolitan, you look hotter, okay? When you're too warm, kind of sweat, you don't look that good, you look hot, you feel sexy, pretty important. And then they say you could lose belly fat. With that cortisol decrease when you rest, it'll help decrease your body fat, make you also less hungry, you feel more confident because you're sleeping in the nude, not me. They say you'll also have better sex. Apparently, when you are naked, more oxytocin, the feel-good chemical love hormone, gets shot out a little bit more, they say. A little bit more relaxed, easier to have better sex. And then let me see what else they say. And now I'm having more pop-up issues. I apologize. I do not know what the heck is going on with my, yeah, this is bad. All right, so anyway, hope that helps. Sleeping naked. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another study has come out saying the traditional Southern diet is bad for you. Higher risk of heart disease for those on the Southern diet. High in fried and fatty foods, not good. All right, but more scientific evidence that kind of shows the obvious. And for those of us that love to read, I was watching MasterChef. I had taped it from a week ago, and I guess they were doing Southern cooking, and I guess they were supposed to make fried chicken and waffles. I had fried chicken and waffles. What I noticed with fried chicken and waffles is either could have been a meal. I could have just had the waffles as a meal, or I could have just had the fried chicken as a meal. Either would have been fine. But it was delicious because chicken and sweet and fried seems to all go together. Add some butter to it. You got one hell of a yummy meal. But they were making that, and somebody made duck fat fried chicken. And I guess the, you know, the chefs were like, ooh, oh, that's awesome. And duck fat, reason why duck is so yummy is because it's a very, very fatty bird. And you let it cook and it's fat and it's, you know, but again, not the most healthy thing. Researchers from the University of Alabama looked at data from over 17,000 Caucasian and African-American people over the age of 45 who had never suffered from heart disease. They asked the participants who lived in regions of the country to fill out food questionnaires. All participants had physical exams. The team touched base with the participants periodically over the next 6 years to see whether they had developed heart disease. So they looked at the Southern pattern. Fried foods, fatty foods, added fats, eggs, processed meats, bacon, ham, organ meats like liver, and sugary drinks. They said that's a pattern in the South. I disagree. I see what a lot of Southerners eat. They eat okra. They eat a lot of vegetables. You know, I get the whole fried chicken thing. I get it. There's the convenience pattern, the easy-to-fix foods like pasta dishes, Mexican food, Chinese food, and pizza. The plant-based pattern, high in fruits and vegetables, cereals, beans, yogurts, poultry, and fish. The sweets pattern, foods with added sugar, desserts, chocolate candy, sweetened breakfast foods. That's me. The alcohol salads, characterized by beer, wine, liquor, green leafy vegetables, tomatoes, and salad dressings. People who ate the Southern-style diet, 56% risk of developing coronary heart disease than people who ate it the least. And they already kind of accounted for age, sex, race, education, religion, all sorts of other stuff. All right. They say the average Southern diet consumer was male over the age of 65, African American, non-high school graduate, living on an income less than $20,000 a year, and be a resident of the Stroke Belt, according to Forbes.com, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, and Louisiana. And, you know, but man, I gotta tell you, man, if I lived down there and there was some good fried chicken, All right, so the connection was still present in people, though, of all socioeconomic classes. So, you know, it's an education thing, and, I mean, the food tastes good. I mean, you know, listen, we want to reward ourselves, all right? And, you know, rewarding yourself, it's a very easy reward. We can't buy ourselves a new car. We can't buy ourselves a new house that easily. But you could go and order up some fried chicken, and it's a reward. All right, not a wonderful reward that people could do without this toxic spill. You guys have been watching that? The Environmental Protection Agency accidentally released millions of gallons of pollutants into the water last week, turning the typical blue water to the color of mustard. It's thick. It's ugly looking. They said everybody in town knew it was coming. It was hard to wake up in the morning and see an orange river. Many of the locals in this region are probably going to experience a certain level of mourning. There was a plume of heavy metals that had largely moved on, and the river started to look clear by Tuesday. They say a tourist probably wouldn't notice anything, but a local, according to Tom Bartles, who lives near the Animas River, said, no, we notice it. And the spill's long-term effect is what's really concerning, especially with the fish. So it was a spill of mine wastewater into the river. River right now remains closed, but will hopefully reopen soon. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down in a little white church.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to alkavision.com to find out more. That's alkavision.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.